Uncertainty is the only certainty there is a phrase said by mathematician John Allen Paulus. Guess what I'm talking about this time, everybody? Uncertainty. In a previous post, I introduced you to the concept of fudge, fear, uncertainty, doubt, guilt, and exhaustion. Today, I'm showcasing another fudge ingredient, and that is uncertainty, the U in fudge. You know, fudge is something that we can nibble on. We can eat too much of it at times. You can have fudge with nuts, or you can be nuts yourself. If you've ever been in caregiving or faced with navigating a complex healthcare system, then you've likely been fudged yourself. I love living in uncertainty, said no one ever. Uncertainty is almost always unpleasant. But like so many challenges in life, the problem is all about how we meet it, how we react to what's presenting. So let's walk around that word a little bit and take a look at uncertainty for what it really is. It's a state of being, and as has already been mentioned, it's not too pleasant. There are questions and possibly threats. Uncertainty is a great second cousin to fear, which I talked about in a previous video and post. The good news is that we know uncertainty is time limited. No one stays in uncertainty 100% of their lives. And so we can combat its ever popping up, or we can shorten its grip on us. Uncertainty itself can diminish, or we can take action to diminish it. There may be some choices here, and certainly hope. Uncertainty by its very nature is just prodding us to take action of some sort. We want information. We can change things. We don't have what we need to make good decisions or choose our next steps. Uncertainty spurs action. So there's positive there. Ironically, we know uncertainty when we see it or when we feel it. Uncertainty is more of an automatic ingredient in fudge. We may not have to get in touch with it or dissect it as much as we do fear, the F in fudge. We know we wish to end uncertainty and that we wish to feel the opposite of uncertainty, and that might be confidence. Well, let's talk about alleviating it. Alleviating. Did you hear the word inside? Leave? Kind of, sort of? Y'all know I like to play with words, and when I can use a word like alleviate, remove something, I just feel like I'm getting in a kind of a second punch subtly. Well, uncertainty. We know we're in it, and there is opportunity here. We can change it. We can change things. We can change the uncertainty, or we can change ourselves. Change how we greet it or meet it. We have options. It's been my experience in life and in healthcare and in aging matters that we are the best helped when we have more information. Education is helpful, and we can seek more education in healthcare. People come to me to learn how things work, like what's this diagnosis and what does this mean to me and the people that love me? How does this hospital system work or discharge folks home? What's going to happen? Do I know all I need to know to protect those I love? We can pursue these questions and add more information to arrive at answers. We're going to go for the best outcome. In caregiving, uncertainty is in the form of questions like this. These can abound. What's going to happen? How do I protect those that I love? How does all this work? What's going to happen to me? What's going to happen on my watch? How do I coordinate the growing number of things in this puzzle? What piece is missing or elusive or that I don't even see yet? How am I going to pay for things? Am I the best person for the job? Or can I do this? If it's planning or working toward aging successfully, uncertainty can take on a whole new dimension. No one among us can predict the future, but yet we're somehow supposed to work toward it. You know, aging successfully can be daunting. It's like we're expected to pin the tail on the donkey while we're blindfolded. There's doubt. And doubt's another fudge ingredient, a close neighbor to uncertainty. And I'll be talking about doubt in another segment in the future. The most important thing I'm trying to drive home here is that some of us are going to meet with uncertainty longer than others, some more frequently, and some of us for an extended period of time. Uncertainty is a concern or challenge that's tugging at our sleeve. It's either saying, get me out of here, or help me get away from this. Help me remove it. Uncertainty manifests as sort of a tug or an absolute menace. It likes to ride along with us. So let's find a roadmap to get it out. The trick is how you meet it, how you see it or feel it, recognize it and determine it, how you can avoid it, absorb it, alleviate it, solve it, or even set it aside. All these are actions that we can take. Another one is to wait a bit until circumstances change or more is known. We're going to discuss a concept I called set-aside-ability. Set-aside-ability. Now, y'all know this is a made-up word, but it fits. I make up words often when I'm trying to get my point across because to say it any other way would cause unnecessary delay while I'm searching for a better word or group of words. But set-aside-ability. When faced with uncertainty, I use this technique where you can see uncertainty, you can keep an eye on it. I suggest that people just set their concern in the corner overnight. It's there where you can see it, you can keep an eye on it. Oh, it's going to wait. And it'll be there when you decide to pick it back up again. But if it's eating your lunch or preventing you from getting some sleep, then just move it over into the corner for a while a bit while you watch some TV or you prepare some dinner. Set it aside until later. Plenty of people contact me for assistance with putting a finger on that which confounds them, confuses them, or maybe they just want to discuss, get me out of here. You know, maybe it's a call for help. As an expert in healthcare navigation and aging, I'm a pretty good bet. You know, if it's in my wheelhouse, I'm going to journey with you and show you the way out of uncertainty. As I've mentioned before, that usually means helping you to gain more information so your good decisions can be made and your path will become clear. You know, I led with that John Allen Paulus quote, but I didn't share the second portion. It actually goes like this. Uncertainty is the only certainty there is, and knowing how to live with insecurity is the only security. That's where we're headed. If ever I can assist you or somebody you may encounter with a healthcare navigation or finds a success in aging, I hope you'll contact me. My job is to help you solve problems so that you can move more comfortably forward in life.